Let me bang you,
I do
man.
Let you bang.
Hey, let me bang you, Kenny, man.
I let you bang.
I let you bang.
Greetings, Marys and Virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Hey, everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me so far with Don Fry. We are waiting for lots of people. We're waiting for the Greg Romero Wilson, who's right here, and Sean McCorkle should be coming on in 2 seconds. Greg, how are you? Don, how was your weekend?
It was pretty damn good, partner. Pretty good.
What did you do?
I slept mostly. Slept mostly.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
But you look like you're in in much better shape though. I saw you at in pictures and stuff. Like, have you been working out or what?
No, laying on my ass. No.
Again, sounds good to me. I like the sound of that.
And Greg, how was your weekend?
It was great. I went to my first of all, the Dallas Mavericks destroyed the Phoenix Suns in a game 7 yesterday. And the Dallas Stars took the Calgary Flames deep into overtime. I think they may have gone in multiple overtimes in a game 7 in Calgary. Unfortunately, the Stars didn't get it done. But the Mavericks, I mean, what a beatdown. And of course, I watched it this morning because yesterday I went to the first concert I've gone to since, the event. Yeah. And the nice thing was that, because of the event, I qualified for the ADA seating, which was actually in the VIP. And so I got to sit and enjoy the concert, even though it was a festival concert. It was called Cruel World with all the classic original alternative and goth bands like Bauhaus and Morrissey and PIL bands like that. So it was just a really it was a great time, and it was great to finally get back out there and feel normal again. I felt so normal. It's fucking fantastic.
It was Violent Femmes, right?
Wait.
Violent Femmes, yes, that was the other band. Violent Femmes, great. They're still fantastic. Everyone aged really well. They all sounded great. I'll tell you who didn't age well. The audience. Oh my god. Woo, they were not life has been cruel to them.
Yeah. Don, what were you asking?
Greg got ADA just from having a heart attack.
Yeah, they let me sit in the ADA seating. It was great. I asked them, and they were like, we're happy to accommodate you. And they gave me the wristband and everything. It was fantastic for me and my wife. It was fantastic.
That's pretty awesome. Well, you deserve it, man.
You're fucking back to getting the touchies. We'll be pulling that one now.
Not if Don Fry has anything to do with it.
Dude, I had the craziest thing, right? So I get the call that I booked a modeling gig, right, for underwear, boxers, which I've never done before in my life. Thank you. Right? I've never booked a modeling gig in my life. I never even went out for one, right? But this woman hits me up. So I get
what
there.
What was the description? Like, looking for a dude with a unthreatening package?
It was called package. The thing was called package, right? It was called package. So I get there and I'm like, my ego's through the roof. I'm telling my wife's like, you're not making that much money for this. Why don't you stay home? I'm like, listen, I am a model, please don't ruin my dream.
I'm an underwear model now. Yeah. So you're going to have to earn this.
I'm like, listen, you're not going to kill my dream. Okay. I work very hard for this. So I show up, right? There's a bunch of, it seems like Urban Brands. Is that what you want to say? Right?
Sure.
So
you were selected to model the Urban brand of underwear called Package.
Right.
Yes. So I have been selected to model for a Kung Fu company called Bruce Lee. So it all lines up.
I get there. There's a 6'6" Marine black guy who's shredded. Guy's got a 15 pack, and there's a bunch of girls at 21, 22, 23. So the lady in charge, she's really cool. She's like, okay, so you're going to be for our dad bod collection. I was like, oh my God. Right. I was like,
I believe our man called it. He said it right. He's like, was it for dead body? Nailed it.
Dude, she goes, not everyone has to look like him. Right. I was like, it kept getting worse. Right. She's like, no.
Not everyone's got to have a huge penis and gigantic savory balls. These are also for Jewish balls and white guy penis.
She's like, you're attractive. She's like, you know, you're average but fit. I'm like, it keeps getting worse, right? I'm average but fit, right?
At least you're staying in the average.
So then she goes, all right, so we're going to couple people up, right? So this guy goes with every girl. I don't go with one girl. Like, I'm like in the fucking corner. Like, I like model myself, right? Then they have me eating Cheetos. Like drinking beer. Dude, it was, I was so fucking, it was so hurtful, dude. I gotta say, like, and then they wanted me to do that.
Did you?
What?
You didn't tell your wife, did you?
I did. She was dying laughing, dude. But like the other guy was getting massages by the girls during the scenes. He was giving them massages.
Oh my God.
Dude, it was, but look, hold on. I'll show you a picture, Greg, for the package.
Please share this with all of us. The world needs to know.
I am now a package model. See?
I mean, listen, honestly, your body looks fantastic, man. You know? But, I can't see the package, but I'm surprised that they chose. They were like, "You got the
dad bod.
You
got the bad.
You're pretty fit for a dad bod. So, dad bod is like used to be fit. That like you're looking pretty good, buddy.
But you have that
prepubescent Asian package, right?
The other guy had like a 20 pack, bro. He had a fucking dude. I never felt more left out in my life. But then, during that, they're like, okay, why don't you talk about that? I'm like, oh, you know, before a package, my balls smelled terrible. I started making shit up. I'm like, women were throwing up, but now a package saved my life. It saved my marriage. I was just doing a whole thing. But it was crazy, dude. It was like,
I could see you going through the room to all the women not trying to sleep with you, going, I'm sorry, I'm married. I can't. Don't please continue massaging the other model. I am not. I gotta say no, ladies.
I'm gonna be 44 on Friday. These girls were like 21, 22. You know.
Well, happy early birthday to you, buddy. Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
Where are you gonna be on your birthday?
I'm gonna be in Vegas Thursday night doing that special, and then I'm gonna be back here Friday.
That's nice.
I may have a little party Friday night at my house.
Please let me know.
But yeah, what a, oh my God, it went from so good to so bad. I was so cocky about this modeling, you know, I was working out this.
I mean, I'm glad you're working out. I mean, you want to give them your best show. Now, let me ask you this, because I think this is the question on everyone's mind. Did you chub up for the camera?
No, I didn't chub up.
Not at all.
It was a guy photographer, and it was all black and blue. Boxers, so you wouldn't be able
was to there that. Shrinkage? Did you feel retracted?
No, I just didn't. I was thinking about shoving up, but I'm like, you know what, that would have been it just would have been weird, you know what I'm saying? I would have felt weird shoving up.
Not
they put you with the Marine at that time, bro.
Dude, I would have chummed up a little. I mean, I'm not saying get hard. You don't want to go in there post in a tent, but I mean, you want to, you know what I mean? Like, you want to fill up a little, you know, show them a little, you know?
I don't know. I mean, the boxers felt good on me. It was like good fabric. It naturally felt like maybe I could have got a little chubby if I focused on a couple, but I was like, you know what? I didn't want to like, I don't know. I would have felt stupid if I had like a boner.
You didn't want to look too good.
I didn't want to like, hey, ladies, how's it going? Be the creepy 44-year-old guy with a boner. You know, obviously, I was the only one not.
Kind of were anyway, whether you meant to be or not. You know, once you hit 44, you just are.
All right, let's talk about some of the fights.
Well, he's non-binary, you know, and
yeah, that's right.
McCorkle's still trying to figure out how to log on. I wish he was there for this story. I was waiting to tell him this story because he would have been.
I like that he waits to try and figure out his new technology till 2 minutes before the podcast. he's never going to figure out how to do it on his laptop. We should just, you know, he should return the laptop with the dogs.
Don, did you watch the fights?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll talk. All right. Well, I'll tell you what happened. So Jan Blachowicz, is it Blachowicz or Blachowicz?
Blachowicz.
Okay. So he was the champion. He's the guy that lost to Glover. This was his, basically his first fight back. He fought this guy, Rachik. Is it Rachik or Rachik?
Rachik, I think. Yeah.
Rachik. And this was the main event. Both tough guys. Really, really tough guys. I mean, both like European tough. You know, there's like a difference between like American tough.
And like Eastern. Yeah, let's be clear. Not Western European. Eastern European.
Eastern European. Yeah, clarify that.
Yeah, these guys aren't French.
So it was one of those fights where like Jan won the first round. It was close. Rachik won the second, like took him down, just beat him up.
Yep.
And then in the third round, it was kind of like someone got like Jan got the message of like, okay, stop going to the ground with this guy. You know, we could beat him on the feet. And the guy tore his ACL, Rachik, he tore it from his back leg. Like his back leg just gave out. It was the weirdest injury I've ever seen. One of them, because you understand when if an ACL tear on like the front leg, or even like if guys goes in for a double or you check a kick or something, his back, he landed on his back leg wrong. And then he went down, and the other guy, Jan, started celebrating. Like he just won the Stanley Cup. And, it was kind of a weird celebration because.
Okay, first of all, you got to give Jan some credit for that, because there was a reason he was having to put all his weight on that back foot, because Jan had been destroying his front leg. There was no balance. He was absolutely getting brutalized on the front leg. That's why all the weight was going to that leg when he would step backwards. So you got to give Jan a little bit of credit.
Credit, but I don't know. I think it was more of a freak accident than an actual like I don't know.
The win still counts, brother. The win still counts. And while he may have been celebrating, at least he didn't go in and take cheap shots on him. This is another thing you got to give him credit for. He stood back and was like, this fight. And I think it was worth celebrating the fact that the fight was over, because it was clear the fight was over.
Hold on one sec. Violet, what's up?
Violet!
Can I go in a different room? Why am I bothering you? Can I get paper here? Go paper. You're fine. You're good. All right, no one will see you. You're good. You're good. Okay.
You're too loud, Daddy.
So yeah, she's had a cough for the past 5 days, so I've kept her home.
Oh.
Are you in her room?
No, I'm in like the guest room.
Oh. Okay.
But this is where the computer is. So she wanted to like draw, so she needs paper. But yeah, so she's home. I think she still has a cough. I'm wondering if some of it's a fake cough, because it seems
she might
like
have got you, but it's one day.
I was like, do you have a cough? She goes, yeah.
Well, her dad is an actor, so.
Anyway, but Sean, how are you?
And model. Sorry, and model. Yes, thank you.
Sean, you missed it. I got a job as an underwear model, right? And I was all excited. Like I was like, my wife was like not having it because she's like, and I'm like, listen, I was like, I'm an underwear model. You can't kill my dream. This is what I've always wanted to do. Marky Mark back in the day when he was the underwear, looked pretty fucking cool back in the Calvin Klein days. So I was all excited. And then I like get there.
Wait. You're not comparing yourself to Marky Mark right now. It's just,
of course he is. Yeah.
I hate to tell you, you're not even one Marky. Okay, so
I'm not even the funky bunch.
You're a funky bunch.
So then I get there and I'm part of the dad bod collection, bro. And then the other guy that was the model got all the girls, and I didn't get to be with one picture with the girls. I was like, you got to be kidding me. But
tell you, if I was hired for an underwear brand, that brand would be called Funky Bunch
and Company.
John, did you watch the fights on Saturday?
I fell asleep before the co-main event and main event. That's how exciting they were to me. Like, I literally fell asleep watching them.
So. It was a great card. What are you talking about? It was better than that. I'll tell you who didn't enjoy the fights was what's her name? The one who lost her title for not fighting last week.
Rose.
Naaman Yunus, yeah. Because these girls at least scrapped.
Well, we got to talk about that also. But did you watch the main event where the guy's leg gave out?
I saw the clip, I don't know. I just saw the clip. What's so stupid is every headline said that his fight was lost due to it, like cut short by an injury. And I kept reading it as he lost by cut, like, you know, because the way everybody kept saying title fight cut short. because of injury or foot title, you know, injury cuts fight short. And so I thought he got cut and I hurt his knee. I was like, what's that have to do with his cut? But yeah, either way, it's I did win on that fight for once. So it took a someone tearing their ACL accidentally for me to win a bet. But nevertheless,
can I tell you, that was the only one I got right too, was the blow. Yeah. Which, by the way, which was odd because Rakic was favored in this.
Yeah, he'd be favored. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool. I was watching at the haha, like with the sound off. So maybe I got to watch it again because it didn't seem like. Did he switch stances? Is that what? And then his leg gave out during the fight, or was he always?
He switched momentarily, but that was his primary stance. And but he switched momentarily before that because his front leg was getting beat up. I mean, I'm telling you, you got to give Blachowicz a lot of credit because he had to put all his weight on that back foot because the front leg took up because he was eating those calf kicks. He wasn't chucking them; he was eating them, and Blachowicz had to have hit it 15, 20 times.
Now, the fight that I want to see, obviously, is the Glover fight in 2 weeks. He's fighting this guy, Jiri. I'm not even going to probably pronounce the last name, but that guy looks like a villain from Bloodsport. Like, he looks like one of those, like, Street Fighter guys you choose when you could choose your fighter. You got the crazy hair. He hasn't lost since 2015, which is a loss to King Mo, which he avenged. The guy's been killing everybody. And that fight, I think he's going to beat Glover. Not that I don't want Glover to win. I like Glover, but that guy looks big, really good.
You know, I feel like we're getting a little ahead of ourselves right now.
I don't know. All right. Other fights in the car. Ryan Spann, he won his fight. And I was happy he won because number one, I like Ryan Spann, been on the podcast. Nice guy. I went to one of my Zoom comedy shows over the break. If you can sit through a Zoom show, I'm like your friend for life. But he fought, what's his name?
Ian Kudalaba.
And before the fight, Kudalaba goes like this. He makes that throat slash. And then he gets choked out by a guillotine. Which is like his basically fucking his what happened. His throat got chopped off. And it's funny because Spann, that's like his one, he has like power, but his best, he goes, I'm going to hurt him and choke him out with a front guillotine. That's exactly what he did.
Yep.
But it's like, Sean, you think like some of these guys just need to know one move really well?
That was my specialty. I just had a Kimura setups from all different angles, but I tell you what, I wish that Ian Kutalaba guy was half as tough in fights as he is before fights and in face-offs and things like that, because he seemed like the baddest man alive before the punches start getting thrown. Really does, but he rarely backs it up. Don, also reminds me of me.
Don, you ever have a guy talk lots of shit to you and you just wrecked him?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Who?
Yeah, a couple UFCs ago.
If I can only remember.
Was Ken Shamrock the biggest shit talker you fought?
Yeah, but that was my fault. I mean, shit, I'm the one that started that, not Ken. You know, so I have to. That was all me, baby. That was all me,
dude. That was one of the best press conferences. Don shows up in a Hawaiian shirt at the press conference. Like, he looked like he just got off like out of Margaritaville with like hanging out with Jimmy Buffett. And Ken Shamrock's just fucking angry at him. And then, Don, didn't you, like, attack him at that press conference?
Which one are you talking about?
The one where you're sitting there with a Hawaiian shirt and that mustache, cracking jokes the whole time?
I think you got that mixed up with an episode of Magnum P.I., Adam. I don't think that actually happened.
You gotta be more specific, because I crack jokes all the time, but just for Ken, so.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's
good. One in Hollywood.
I don't know where it was. It looked like it was like in Hawaii or something. It was like.
Oh, no. The one in Hollywood, I threw a glass of water in his face.
And then what did he do?
Oh, he picked me up and slammed me on the table.
And then what's the name one? Caitlin Chukagan won. She's one that grunts all the time.
Okay, can we talk about this for 1 second? Because what is Hebus doing going up at her size to a larger division? It looked like a teacher beating up on a student. and it looked like she taught the fifth grade. That's what it looked like.
It was a close
this,
fight.
I was watching this and I was, and I at first I thought I stupidly bet on Hebus because I was like, okay, the judo or the jujitsu is going to confuse, you know, she'll get Caitlin down, which she did do. For 2 rounds.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, Caitlin was just able to hit her so many more times from range because she was so much bigger. It was wild.
100%. 100%.
Caitlin
Chukagan, she like grunts. She comes from a karate background. So every time she throws a punch, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I honestly think that sways the judges a little bit because they hear.
But so yeah. did Amanda at the end. They were just swinging and screaming. They were just yeah. fucking full on cat fight at the end. Boy, I was loving it. Somebody I said she was, my ankle. It was exciting.
Somebody said she was counter grunting.
if only that worked.
And then Davy Grant, man, I felt bad for Smoka because I like Louis Smoka. He's a guy, he gets rocked in the first. I mean, just almost finished. Comes back in the second. Third, his leg gave out. His leg gave out. And I give the guy credit because he had no more leg to stand on. So he dives in for a low single with nothing left. And the dude just cracks him in the face and knocks him out when he's lying there. I give him credit for having the balls, but that was the I've never seen anyone like throw a Hail Mary in a fight with a low single and just get knocked out. It was fucking crazy. Sean, you see that?
No, you guys are making me want to go back and watch this now. We got like counter kiosks and got knockouts while diving for ankles. Like I got to go back and rewatch this whole event. Apparently I must have missed it.
Did you ever have a fight, Sean, where like you knew you had nothing, like it was, you needed a Hail Mary and kind of went for it?
Yeah, after the first 45 seconds of my fight with Struve, I knew I was gassed out and there was nothing left. So I went for a submission and that was it. And then I thought, man, he's going to punch me in the face a whole bunch now once he rolled me. So yeah, I knew I was gassed, man. It was after literally 45 seconds in. So,
And
now then, you didn't think, you know, hey, I've got a UFC fight coming up. Maybe I should work on my cardio. That never.
No, I actually was in phenomenal shape. Leading up to the fight, I slept like an hour a night for five nights straight because the UFC had me doing PR from 6 a.m. to like 2 a.m. the next day. Like they kept spreading it out, like open workout here, 2 hours later this, then this. And I didn't know you could say no in those days. I didn't know you could say no to PR, like to public relations people. So they're like, hey, we need you on Radio Mexico at 2 a.m. Do this interview. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to sleep.
Shit.
And then you got to be up at 6 a.m. for like 6 a.m. for a photo shoot. And I was like, okay, then the video game shoot at 8:30 a.m. So I got to go do that. Then they want you to open workout at 10:30. So they spread everything out like 2 hours. But literally all week I was doing stuff up past midnight and I had to be up at 6 the next day. So
boy, that's some behind the scenes shit right there, man. That's the thing. I don't think anybody would ever see that as part of even possible as happening leading up to a fight like that.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, co-main event too. So
it happens all the time. That's why when you see a guy sometimes, like it's the first time he's main eventing versus a guy who's been there 10 times.
Right.
Like, the big factor is how they're going to handle it. Because
the best part was too, that we were blizzard in Montreal in a hotel. And the only thing to eat there was like a restaurant that was like $60 a person. So for 3 days, my whole team expects me to buy everybody's food at $60 a person. So there's four people there, including me. So I'm paying $250, $300 a day feeding people because they're like, well, dude, I don't have money to eat like here or whatever. And I'm like, okay, I am getting paid $10,000. Maybe I should spend it all for food for my team that came up. You know what I mean?
God,
like,
but
yeah. And so the final day I ate before the fight, I ate an apple and something else. Cause like, I'll be damned if I pay another $80 for a sandwich from this place. You know what I mean? It was ridiculous. So
where were you? Where was this?
It was Montreal, downtown Montreal, for a GSP fight. And literally like in December, I don't know why they would put on a fight in December in Montreal, but it was, dude, there was a blizzard, like 2 feet of snow. You couldn't even leave the hotel. And there was one restaurant at the hotel. I was buying bottled waters, like $8 a piece. Like Pedialyte at the little pharmacy across the street was $23 a liter for Pedialyte. Like God, it was robbery, man, up there. And I was like, I probably spent more than I made on my fight purse just on hotel rooms and bring it. Cause everybody else I know, UFC fighters, other people, like their friends would pay their own way and come up and corner them and watch it. All my guys were like, hey, you got me right. If I come up there and corner you, like you got room for me and that's my like girlfriend,
your whole life,
right?
I mean, my whole life has been like,
I always paid for my cornerman every fucking dime.
So, yeah, I would. And you know, you're broke. Yeah. So
that's crazy. Well,
I was lucky. I always won.
I didn't have that much luck in the UFC.
So Andrea Lee, right? So she's dating this guy, Tony Kelly, right?
And, my God.
And Andrea Lee comes from like, she was in a terrible relationship beforehand. I know Tony, real nice guy. Andrea, very sweet person. Like I know them personally, very nice people. But she's fighting, right? And first round, she kicks the girl in the head kick, knocks her down, almost finishes her. Like, great punch, great fucking beautiful head kick. It was like first 20 seconds. I was like, holy shit. The girl, I'm like, the girl survives, right? They go in the corner and the corner goes, hey, you know, she's a are like, she's a dirty Brazilian and she's going to cheat. That's what they do. And then, and then goes on. So blah, blah, blah. So like, this is picked up on the mic. It's like a hot mic.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So now fucking in the internet's going crazy right now. Like people are like angry. And then Tony responded like saying, hey, like, you know, fuck you, fuck cancel culture, blah, blah, blah. You know, he was trying to inspire her. Obviously, I don't think he thinks Brazilians are all cheaters and dirty. But it was like, it wasn't a good look. Maybe they shouldn't mic the corners. Like,
you know, but also they know that they're mic'd. They know that the camera's on them. They know that they're going to be heard. Where they don't know when it's going to be heard, but they do know that at any point they could go. I mean, this is a big fight. This is UFC. I mean, this is broadcast. This is on ESPN, for Christ's sake. So I mean, you need to. I mean, that's on them.
I think the UFC should have a PSA before every event that explains the difference between nationality and race.
All right,
that
would be a nice start. Okay, so here's the audio, right? So because I think if I play it, we'll get it taken down. But I think if I play it on my phone, maybe they won't pick it up. But
okay.
That's what they're gonna do. They're dirty fucking Brazilians. They're gonna fucking cheat like that. Guess what? We came to fuck somebody up, and we will look terrible. Absolutely.
All right, so then that guy made a thing. So that's what they're gonna
do. What color is Brazilian, by the way? Because I know there's white Brazilians, black Brazilians, Hispanic Brazilians. It's weird that that's a race now.
Well, I forget about it being racist. What do you think, Greg? About, I mean, he was trying to inspire the fighter. He said some stupid shit. At the same time, there's probably better things he could have said.
What's stupid about it? You're protecting your fighter. You're trying to get them, give them mental edge. You know, if you don't fucking understand it, turn off the TV and go watch The View, okay? Don't watch the fucking fight.
But obviously not all Brazilians are dirty. But you think he could have been like, she's being a cheater, or she's being a fucking cheater right now, as opposed to these dirty Brazilians are cheating? I mean, but at the same time, it's in the moment. You know, the girl, his girlfriend slash fighter got her eye cut. Trying to say whatever the fuck he can to inspire her. You know, maybe whisper it if you're going to say shit like that.
Why whisper it? You love the gal. You know, you're in relationship with a gal and you want the best for her. So you want to protect her, and you're not going to protect her by telling her lies, you know, and saying, coddling her, you know, saying, oh, that was an accident, you know.
He
wants to protect her by not lying about there being some clean Brazilians.
Because, all right, for example, there was a fight I remember I watched. Ann Wolf was cornering. Ann Wolf was like one of the best boxers ever, female boxers. She was cornering somebody, and she was like trying to get him going. And she whispered him like to him, and they said, "What do you say?" Like, and he goes, "You know, he like this guy wants to kill your children, or like this guy wants to kill your wife and children, right?" And then next, you know, he goes out and beats the shit out of the guy, right? But if he was like, hey, he wants to kill your wife and children and set it on TV, people might be like, what kind of fucking thing is that to say? You know, like, people might be like, well, this is so, maybe there was a way that maybe, I don't know.
That's because people are so fucking stupid. They don't understand what they're watching or what they're hearing. And right. So they shit themselves, you know, and they should be part of it.
What's up, people? Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, Bet Online is the number one spot for all your sports betting needs. Now head over to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code CLNS50 to get started. It's not just basketball. Bet Online is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds, right to the Olympic coverage. And it's the best in the business, okay? From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, Bet Online is your number one online wagering destination. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet Online, where the game starts. So you
is just outrage culture. Everyone's looking for something to be outraged about. And you know, this guy, I mean, he needs to be a professional and just remember that this stuff's going to get picked up. But at the same time, I mean, we don't know. I mean, the question I have is, are they?
are Brazilian?
I mean, maybe they've had really negative experiences with Brazilian fighters. I don't know. I don't. Maybe that comes from, you know. And but I'm just saying that, obviously, jokingly. I'm kidding along. But I mean, he just needs to remember that when you're on TV, those cameras, they are in your corner, and they're going to pick up everything you say. And that's just part of being a professional.
Back in the day, before USADA, it did seem like a lot of Brazilians were taking steroids. Not all Brazilians, obviously, but it seemed like when USADA came, a lot of the guys, like that guy,
just the ones that were winning, were taking them.
Like Henan Barão. Barão was like 28 and 0 or something, and then USADA came and he lost like 12 in a row. Vitor Belfort didn't help that.
Vitor was the like poster boy for that. Yeah.
Vanderlei Silva, didn't he get popped? Vanderlei Silva got popped.
Yeah, I think so.
And somebody once told me that it's,
I don't know for sure, but I think that's right.
And then Aldo, was Aldo ever popped or no? Sean?
I don't know if they ever caught him. I'm sure he was taking it. He's taking something because he hasn't aged in 17 years. So he's doing something right.
And then some of these guys now are just like, I don't know. I mean, Don, you fought a lot of Brazilians. Do you think a lot of them were on juice?
Of course. You know, fucking A, the professional athletes. What did anybody expect? Damn.
Maybe a little professionalism.
That is professionalism. You give your best, your best show, your best fight.
Well,
it's like they say,
it's not
NASCAR,
cheating if everybody doing it.
Yeah, like they say in NASCAR, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I think that's what a lot of it was. It was like, I'd rather cheat and win then lose fairly. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it wasn't as like, you get caught cheating in like America, people are like really fucking pissed at you. I think in other countries, you get caught cheating, they're like, well, fuck it. You know, like, I mean, you
could, yeah, like, well, they were trying to win. You know,
you go to Mexico, you could buy anything anywhere. I mean, literally anything anywhere. Like every pharmacy in Mexico is like steroids.
I would know this.
What? Because I've been there a bunch of times. And then you pass by, you're like, it's like, holy shit.
I'll get that. Get to that model body, were you?
I heard in America, if you get caught cheating in your Brendan Schaub, you actually start suing YouTubers that expose you for being a cheater. But that's what I heard.
Oh, by the way, where's our video of
My reaction video? No, I'm still working on it, man. I actually started one, and then when I actually previewed a little bit of a special, I felt so bad for him, like watching it. Like I seriously felt so sorry for him watching it. I was like, this is like, yeah, I'm getting embarrassed, and I'm not even the one that put the special out. Like I was getting embarrassed. But then I saw that him and the gangster Brian Callen threatened Bobby Lee. Did you see that whole
stupidity? Yeah, that was crazy. God, this is
if you're intimidated by Brian Callen, that's a whole, I don't even know what to tell you about that. My son, when he was 8 years old, wouldn't have been intimidated by Brian Callen. But that's, unless he's threatening to rape you or something. I can't imagine being scared of Brian Callen. But that whole thing like, really.
Bobby Lee is the most harmless human being. I mean, guy's like 5'3", and it's just like a nice person. I don't think he's ever
I like how Brian Callen apologizes, but he doesn't like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm so masculine. I scared you, Bobby Lee. Like it was all me. I'm sorry. I'm so tough. And everybody's so afraid of me. I came across wrong. I got smacked the shit out of Brian Callen and Brendan Schaub at the same time, man. Them guys are two of a kind. It's ridiculous.
Well, you're a real fighter though. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, to hear Brian Callen tell it, he is too.
Fighters have anything to prove, really. Very rarely do I meet fighters that have something to prove. It's like real comedians don't have to always be on or funny. You know, it's the ones that are always on or funny are just like terrible usually. Michael.
If real comedians are never funny, then Brendan Schaub's a real comedian.
I think he means offstage. I think he means offstage. Okay.
I mean,
when the spotlight's not on and no one's actually paying him to be funny, they don't always feel the need. Like I gotta keep proving it. I gotta, you know.
He's also not funny offstage, so he's got all his bases covered.
People are like, Adam, you gonna be funny tonight? I'm like, no, I'm not. I just say no. So anyway, Michael Johnson won his fight, and I was so happy for him because
pretty definitively too. He looked good. This guy can't get a beat on him.
But this guy, like literally, Don Fry, he always wins. He's usually winning his fight until he finds a way to get himself into a submission where he loses. Like almost every one of his fights, Sarah McMahon kind of was like that for a while too. Where they would win the first round, you know, every minute. And the second round, all of a sudden they get caught in some fucking reverse knee bar or something. It's just some kind of crazy, crucifix, whatever. But what was I thinking? I don't know. Yeah. So happy he actually won in Bellator. I don't know if you guys.
Wait a minute. Alan, can we just say Alan Patrick, first of all, I don't know what he was doing there. And second of all, that dyeing your hair silver, all it made it look like was Michael Johnson was beating up on an old man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know who told him. I don't know if Cisco is a stylist or something, but he needs to cut that because it just looked like he was beating up an old man in there. I was like,
I really got to go back and watch his card, man. You guys are seriously. I'm telling you.
Can I just tell you, man, that I was expecting nothing from this card, and it was top to bottom a very good card. People were slugging it out for the most part. There were very few. The Angela Jandaroba fight, I think, was probably the most boring. But other than that, it was a pretty exciting card. That Japanese guy was pretty exciting, which that surprised me as well. Happens, he looks Greg. Pretty good.
That's what happens, Greg. When you don't pay $75 for the card and you get it for free, you have no expectations. You're like, this is amazing. But when you pay $75 and you get Carla versus Rose, people were just fucking like, that was.
Yes, but that wasn't a problem of expectation.
Come on.
That was a problem of them not fighting for 15, for 25 minutes.
Bullshit, dude. Rose Namajunas has been coming out her last couple fights like a fucking maniac.
Nobody paid to see the last couple of fights.
Rose versus Joanna.
Nobody was paying that night to see those fights. They were paying that night to see the Carla fight.
But I'm saying the expectation of going into watching a Rose fight. People said, you got to see this girl fight.
The expectation is still to have a fight. It'd be like if somebody paid to see you and then you got up there and didn't tell any fucking jokes. And they were like, but you should have seen him. He's got a lot of jokes.
But when you go in and shit like that, you're right. There was no fight at all. People expected to watch a fight, but they all expected to watch Rose fight, who usually puts on a great show.
Even funnier is how she can't believe she didn't win. Like, I watching those interviews, it blows my mind. She's like, I don't know what fight they were watching. Like, they weren't. There was no fight. When you throw five punches, how can you expect to dominate? Like,
here's why I kind of thought Carla was going to win. Because Sean Strickland, when he tweeted out, like, about the whole grooming thing, about Pat Barry being a groomer, and all of a sudden it, like, started, like, circulating, kind of went viral. I'm like, oh, Rose is the kind of person that's going to see this. It's going to get in her head. I'm not saying that's why she lost. Probably not why she lost. She lost because she lost. But I knew that like that negative shit was going to. And Pat Barry said, that actually affected her performance, which also you're a professional athlete. You have to find a way to get that out of it. You can't be looking at Twitter and this and that. And if you're also her coach, you have to go, you know, he's coaching her going, they're booing. Good. No.
Right. Yeah. I don't. Was there ever an explanation for that? Because I still don't understand.
At no point doing good. And then Matt Mitrione, I know that's one of your best friends. And I like Matt Mitrione, but he did not make anything better last week because he goes on a podcast and they bring it up. And he's like, yo, Sean Strickland, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I was there. And when Rose turned 18, her 18th birthday, and she came up to me and was like, that guy is great. That's the kind of guy I want in my life. Blah, 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 blah. So you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, right? Which makes it even like.
Right.
So then Sean Strickland then tweets out like, you just defined groomer, you fucking idiot. And he goes, then you lose your last 8 fights you can. So now they're going back and forth on Twitter. Matt Mitrione's like, one of the funniest things, it reminded me of when you and Matt Mitrione, when that whole, I don't remember this, Greg and Don. So Fallon Fox was the transgender that was fighting, blah, blah, blah. So Sean and Matt used to have a thing on Ariel Helwani's show where they go on and do like the comedy duo of Sean and Matt, which was hilarious. Like it was fucking hysterical. Well, Matt goes on a fucking tirade going, that's a fucking, not even a man. It's a creature. It's the ugliest thing. What is that? It's a monster. Just like, not even doubling down, like tripling down, right?
Yeah.
So then that blows up, right? He has to go back and apologize. I think he gets suspended for a week or something, which made no sense.
He's fined him $25,000. They took his $25,000 bonus, yeah.
So then Sean, being the good friend that he is, goes on this like press tour going, I was the one who told him to say it. I wrote it. I wrote every minute of it. I forced him to do it. He didn't want to say it. Like Sean's like the best friend you'll ever have, but nobody believed him. Like,
yeah, they didn't buy it.
Not one person. Sean, when I, every show, I'm the one. It wasn't Matt. I was a ventriloquist. It was my voice, like saying all this fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I even said I had his Twitter password, but he didn't say it on Twitter. He said it like live. And I was like, I actually hacked his account. I was on Twitter. I was the one, you know, like this, like that had nothing to do with anything. But yeah, I tried to take, because he was still under contract with UFC. I wasn't. So I was trying to take full credit for it. Plus, I wanted to associate my name with any kind of drama always, you know. God. So
no, you were a good friend for that. But people were like, yeah. but after Matt made that video, the comments were like, he's thinking this is helping. Like, right. Exactly, like he's made it 10 times worse. Like, like Matt, you were not, is he known for that kind of like,
No, I'm sure his intentions were good. Matt's, I'll tell you what though, Sean Strickland better be careful, because Matt will punch you in the face when he sees you. Like Matt, if he sees Sean Strickland somewhere, he will punch him right in his face. Like he's not playing around, you know? So that's Matt's a little out there sometimes, but, yeah, I doubt he was. I mean, I think he was probably trying to make it better, whatever he's doing. But from the sounds of it, it probably didn't help. So,
no, I was there on her 18th birthday. And people were like, what were the chances Rose actually on her 18th birthday said, this is the guy I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, to Matt Mitrione? Like,
right. Like, yeah.
Well, and how do you know that just on that day?
Like,
right. So,
it's like,
I woke up today and I'm like, you know what? I'm 18. You know what I want to like? I hate to say it, it did kind of make Strickland's point.
It was ridiculous. So Nate Diaz tweeted last week a picture of him urinating on the UFC PI, saying they won't give me a fight. So this is what I think of the UFC, basically. And he's pissing on the UFC building, like literally took a picture of this. And then then Dustin Poirier was like, if you're a real man, you take a shit. He put that under it. Don, you think this is helping?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime you get Poirier giving you advice on how to conduct yourself, you know, in public, you know, you're going to just expand exponentially.
So supposedly it's supposed to be almost a lock, Chimaev versus Nate Diaz. Now, I don't see how Nate Diaz wins this fight, but I hope he does. I would love for Nate Diaz to knock out Chimaev in the first punch, because that would just throw the whole balance off. And who knows? I mean, Nate might get up for this. It's just a matter of who knows, maybe he'll catch him in a triangle or something, but it's going to be a tough
one. The UFC, it really is like Fatal Attraction or something. Like, they don't want Nate Diaz, but they don't want anyone else to have him. You know what I mean? He's been asking for a fight forever. The guy's fought 30 times for you. He's always given his all. You know what I mean? Like, he's bled for him. He's done all this and that. And it's like, we're going to make sure we do everything we can to ruin your career on your way out the door. Like, we're going to send you out on a loss. We're going to make you sit out till the very last day of your contract. Like, we're going to, you know what I mean? Like, dude, just let the dude go. You don't want him. You obviously don't want him there. So let him go, you know? So.
But Chimaev versus Nate Diaz, I mean, I'll definitely watch it.
Yeah, he'll get wrestled to death, but there's always that shot, you know. They never know, he's always got the puncher's chance. So,
speaking of which, by the way, so in Bellator last Friday, it was MVP versus Logan Storley, right? Logan Storley was a 6-time high school state champion. Like, he won it as a sixth grader, as a seventh, eighth, and then he was a 4-time All-American, right, in college, for Minnesota. He goes to England. He fights MVP, and the whole crowd's all for MVP. So he's from England. They're going nuts. He comes out like a rap. It was a whole thing, right? Logan wrestle fucked him the whole time. Like, took him down every round, laid on him, did almost no damage, but won the fight.
Right, but just dominated him, like made it impossible for him to do anything.
Some people thought that actually MVP won the fight. It was pretty close. Ariel Helwani thought MVP won the fight. Scott Coker said MVP won the fight. It's not the thing. But Logan Storley won the fight in the judges' eyes. I thought he won the fight. And, you know, to his credit, he's like, look, you see what happens when guys try to punch with him. They get knocked out. Like, of course I had to wrestle with him. So then MVP goes on and says this. He goes, for me, I need to be better at not being held down. A few things I could have done in retrospect better. At the same time, it's also weirdly exciting for me, because it's like all I have to do is fix one thing in my game and I become the most dangerous person in MMA. That's how I see it. I'm ready to get back to work. which is a good way to handle the loss. He didn't get hurt. At the same time, it's like, dude, when you go up against a guy with that good of wrestling accolades, it's not just like one thing. I mean, you're going up against a guy that was a high school national champion, six-time state champion, four-time All-American. Don, what are your thoughts on this?
I don't have any.
Yeah, I think it's dumb that you lose. You go, well, at least I know I only have one thing I need to work on. Right. I mean, is that what you say after every loss? Like, okay, so one other thing. I got one other thing this time.
If I'd only kept my chin down and my hands up, I would have got knocked out.
Or
Chuck Liddell's classic, he got caught 6 fights in a row. I just got caught tonight. I just kept getting caught. I got caught again tonight. Like, just one of those things. I was winning, then I got caught. Like,
maybe you should stop catching them with your face.
Well, Adam just walked out mid-podcast. Let me take this opportunity to say that Brendan Schaub's new comedy special is still streaming on YouTube, his network. he now owns a network called Thick Boy. And if you haven't seen it, man, you do not know what you're missing. You should definitely check out that comedy special. It's 1.1 on IMDb, Greg, 1.1. And only because 1 is as low as you can go.
Woo!
So it's actually a 0.1, and the 0.1 is because some guys give it a 10 sarcastically.
Oh man, that's brutal.
One of his best jokes, though, I don't know if you heard his best joke. He said that his wife makes Mexican cookies. They're chocolate chips with salsa on them. Like, that's his best joke. So, yeah, boy. Strong.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. Apparently he doesn't bomb.
Right. So, he comes prepared, unlike the rest of you guys.
Prepared.
He always comes prepared. Yeah. And the best is that I saw him when someone was talking about how bad it is. He goes, listen, no matter what, it's the best I could do. And as if that's like, dude, isn't that the famous everyone gets a trophy mentality? Like, I did my best. Like, okay, well, your best is
horrible. Yeah. See, and listen, that's like saying, you know, the worst meal I ever had was also prepared.
Right.
So, I mean,
all right. So, did you guys see the guy with the herpes?
I'm going to need you to be a little more specific on that.
So, a fighter, hold on, I got to find it. A fighter, after he won, was being interviewed. And then this is what he says. Hold on.
Oh, that's right.
Hold on. So, here we go.
This fight, I was tired. I was exhausted. I'm about to launch this NFT that's going to change the fight game. And I put in 30 all-nighters before that fight. I had herpes before that fight, 2 outbreaks in the span of a week. I'm here. I'm healthy. Let's go. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
I hope that's the NFT. You know, I had herpes, 2 outbreaks inside of a week. Like, I think that's 1 outbreak, dude.
Right. One continuous outbreak.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not 2 out. I think you checked it twice. I think that's 1 outbreak.
I mean, don't you want to get
herpes? And also, you didn't have herpes before the fight. You still got herpes.
Right.
You didn't recover from herpes. That's a good point. You just didn't, you know, you don't have a current outbreak.
Don't you want to get pussy after fights? Like, is it like one of the goals, like, get girls? Like, who's gonna want to bang that guy after he admitted to having herpes?
Bruce Buffer.
Which, by the way, I think we should make it clear that even if he is gay, which he probably is, you know, there's nothing. God bless him. You know,
nobody cares.
Do whatever you want. That's you live your life. I'm not upset about it. You know?
Right, exactly. I like Bruce Buffer. But why would a guy talk about having herpes? Like, I mean, how would they even affect your fighting? Like, you can't.
Maybe he meant like skin. Well, it's all skin herpes, but maybe he meant like, you know, you can get like herpes on like your arm, right? Can't you? Like, it's like mat, like, or is that ringworm? I'm confused.
Ringworm. And meanwhile, it went viral. Like, the guy, it went on TMZ. Like, it got picked up, this story. Now everyone knows he has herpes. He's like, his nickname should be herpes at this point, or cold sore or something. I mean,
awesome.
I mean, like,
well, then I would like to formally announce that I had a full bout of Funky Bunch earlier this week, for twice in 1 week, actually. Very Funky Bunch. But I got the antifungal and now I'm good.
Don, you ever have herpes before a fight?
Huh? Oh, all the time. Yeah. So that's exactly what I want to tell everybody on the internet. Yeah. I have herpes. Yeah. I have... Besides that, I also I have a drip and anal leakage and what the fuck kind of question is
Greg Fry, you ever have an STD, Greg Fry?
Yeah, incredibly itchy bunghole for up over a week. Looked like I was growing grapes back there. Something else.
Holy shit. I heard that anal drip is the title of British Shop's third comedy special. I'm not positive.
We're throwing haymakers today, man.
So this week in Eagle FC, this week.
Hey, did you see, by the way, it's like Eagle FC 142. Like, did they put on some events in these past couple of weeks, or am I crazy? They're calling it like 142 or something. Like,
I think it's like TV shows. They started at 100 and they go by 10.
It was like Bill Goldberg's record. By the way,
I think each fight is its own event. So the first night was Eagle FC 1 through 15.
Okay, makes sense now. By the way, I promise they really did do that.
I was I think what happened was, Sean, that they actually bought the Eagle FC thing at Khabib did or something. So like they included all the ones before.
They just threw in 140 others for free. Like, you're buying Eagle FC, we're gonna throw in our past 140 events for you also.
So I was watching this bio of Roddy Piper, by the way, who I met one time. I did a show with him, a birthday show at the Improv. The nicest guy, right? So, but he said when he, you know, the guy was like, grew up in a, he like left. He was like living in homeless shelters, you know, became a wrestler because a priest told him to become a wrestler at one of the homeless shelters he was living at. And next thing you know,
this is the way we can, we just stop right there. Because if a priest tells you maybe you should become a wrestler, it doesn't sound like the best. Like, he was probably like, get out, off there. He's like, you don't like it. Maybe there. You should be a wrestler.
He's so, like, maybe you should put those wrestling tights on over and we'll roll around a little bit.
This is not, there's nothing good about that. That's
so
not.
He ends up in like Los Angeles, right? And he wants to be like the villain. He's like the best bad guy. He was like, I'll get able. So he goes up against like the Guerrero brothers, who at the time were like the big wrestlers. Like, they were like, you know, they LA. So he was like their main villain, right? So he gets at the LA Forum, right? There's like, I don't know, 20,000 people there to see them. He goes, listen, he plays the bagpipes. He's like known, he's great at the bagpipes, Roddy Piper. He goes, listen, I want to apologize for everything I've said about, you know, Mexicans, and I nothing but your culture, nothing but respect. But everyone please rise for the Mexican national anthem, right? He said it was complete silence, right? And then he starts playing La Cucaracha with the bagpipes.
Oh, boy. There we go. Back in the day. Back when you could really make jokes like that.
They said there was like 25,000 chairs being thrown at him that were like.
That's crazy.
It was raining. He's going.
Andale, let's go. Throw those chairs. I love it.
I heard that Bruce Buffer stole the gimmick from him and started playing the skin flute and the hairy bagpipe.
There it is. There it is. Okay.
I wasn't sure.
Don, did you ever meet Roddy Piper?
Yeah, I worked with him 3 times. We did, I had 3 matches with him. And he killed me in one movie. He beat me up in a wrestling ring in one TV show. And then I think he beat me up in another movie.
Nice guy.
Oh yeah, he's a great guy. Just fucking phenomenal. Phenomenal.
It's perfect. And sorry, go ahead.
We were both at a Comic Con convention, and we sat backstage and started telling the stories, you know, and for just a couple hours. And the next thing you know, the people are like, "Yeah, you all got to go out there and sign autographs," you know.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, man, he gone way too soon. I mean, that guy was a fucking legend, and actually a wrestler too. Like, he actually,
it was clear it really fit Rowdy's fighting style because all 3 were scripted. So.
Oh yeah, Don Fry would have killed Roddy Piper in real life, but Roddy Piper was a tough guy though. Holy shit!
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying, you know.
I heard Piper say in an interview how they asked him shortly before he died how he wanted to be remembered, and he thought about it for a second, said, "Really, just as a great father. That's what I'd like to be remembered as." And then it cracked me up on Ric Flair's 30 for 30 when they asked him how he wanted to be remembered. He goes, gosh, I'd like to say as a great father, but I'm a terrible father. So I can't say that. He said, so I don't know. Like, it cracked up. You can tell he probably wanted to do Rowdy Piper's answer, but then realized he was a horrible father and changed his mind. So
it's crazy. So Eagle,
I'd like to say, I'd like to be remembered as a great father. And then people find out that I didn't have any kids.
Right. Yeah. So Jorgen DeCastro, who was in the UFC, big guy, just like a nice guy. He's actually, John Jones flew him out. He's using him as like a training partner. He's from a guy from Africa, great soccer player. He's fighting Junior Dos Santos in the main event. So that's Eagle FC.
Oh, Eagle FC. Okay.
And Thiago Silva is taking on Hector Lombard. I don't know how old Hector Lombard is, but that's awesome. Against Thiago Silva. That should be a good fight. Sean, who do you like in this fight? Silva or Lombard?
For a second, I thought you mean Thiago Silva, the guy with the tattoo across his neck, right?
Yeah, the one that
I was thinking Thiago Alves. I was like, they're the same side, man. Thiago Silva and Hector Lombard, golly, they both got to be in their 40s, like mid 40s, right?
Yeah,
I still go Hector, man. Hector's still a beast, I think, man. He still hits really hard, so not that Thiago's not, but yeah, I'd say Hector.
Yeah, normally, you'd have to hang out in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven to see a fight of this caliber. So good for them.
I heard a story about Hector Lombard one time that someone like got the best of him in sparring or something. So he went to this car and got a bow and arrow and then came back into the gym with a bow and arrow and started chasing.
But we have Hector right here. What happened, Hector?
I wanted to get a towel to dry off, but the towel was stuck on the arrow from the bow. So I come in with the bow, the arrow. I tried to shoot the towel over the arrow, everyone, you chase around. And I'm like, no, I just want the towel. I don't mean to pray. He would make a big drama.
So, well, good for you, Hector. I hope you win this week, man. We're all fans of you. I know that you're...
I plan to win. He's the elites. I'm going to take him down and teach him the power of the people.
Hector Lombard, remember when we had that debate, and I think it was Eve Edwards was like, is it true you think Michelle Obama is a man? And then he's like, there's no picture of her being born. Like, he was convinced that Michelle Obama.
Where are the pictures of her being born? Of course, that makes perfect sense. Because that's the one thing people take pictures of and show people. Here she is coming out of my wife's vagina. It's she's screaming in pain. That's blood. Those are real rips. But there she is.
UFC this week, Holly Holm is fighting Caitlin Vera. Caitlin's coming up a win against Misha Tate. That should be a good fight.
Excited to see my girl Holm back in the ring, man. I hope she shows up this time.
Ponzinibbio is fighting Michelle Pereira. That's the guy that does all the flips, the guy that came from the circus. Remember, he does all those like...
Oh, yeah, no, he's my favorite. And he's been a more disciplined fighter lately. He's going to be tough beat. He is favored slightly, so...
Did he actually come from the circus, or you just made that
up? No, he did. He was in the Brazilian circus.
Sounds dirty.
He said he trained with cows for the fight, for his last fight. How do you train with cows?
I don't know, but it sounds dirty. Did you get my joke about the Brazilians being dirty?
Of course I got it.
All right.
Also, Eric Anders, he was a guy that played football, member for Alabama, a badass fighter. He's fighting John Young Park. Chase Hooper's on the card. Chase Hooper's a guy that's always getting his...
Anders coming off a loss? Let's see here. Yeah, that's what I thought. He's one of those guys, got all that physical talent, and he just can't seem to really put it together just yet.
He started late, you know.
Yeah,
Hooper's the one that said he was Ben Askren's son to Masvidal.
Yeah, right? He's the one that he's great at jiu-jitsu, and he looks like Screech basically. And then he always gets his ass kicked, and then all of a sudden he comes and pulls off some crazy submission. Well, he was doing that in the beginning, and then lately he's been losing. But I hope Chase.
He's following my career path.
His wife's super hot. And then Diego Sanchez is boxing Dan Hardy on the undercard of Ricky Hatton versus Barrera.
Right.
So
Ricky Hatton is back.
Yeah. And he's fighting Marco Antonio Barrera. And on the undercard, it's Dan Hardy versus Diego Sanchez in a boxing match.
Is this bare knuckle, or is this just like
regular? It's streaming a block.
Triller or what?
I bet you Triller's involved somehow. I don't know. I don't know if it's under their banner, but I bet they had something to do with it.
Sincerely. This has got, you know.
Don Fry, are you going to watch this?
No.
You know, the good thing about Don Fry, there's not a lot of gray area.
Yeah. And then Benzino was supposed to fight Aaron
Carter. Oh, God, this again. Jesus.
Aaron Carter is not fighting Benzino because, he just can't. He wasn't
given permission to leave rehab.
Something happened. So
Benzino, I like how he pulled out because he just can't.
As it turns out, I'm not a fighter. What am I doing? They said I could win $100 and I'm very hungry.
But on the undercard, it's Black China is fighting Alicia Megan, who's this like hot chick. She's an Air Force veteran / fitness model. She's got 1.3 million followers. This is her. She's boxing Black China.
Who is Black China again?
She's the one that married Rob Kardashian and dated like a bunch of rappers. And then she started suing the Kardashians because they said that they like tanked her show on purpose. And then she's got a kid with Rob Kardashian and she's always in trouble for some shit.
I got to tell you, just judging from that photo you just showed, fighting's not what I would pay to see them do. I'd pay to see them. not fight them.
This is the face off.
There you go. Oh yeah.
It's celebrity boxing.
Are they fighting in Jell-O? So yeah, or at least motor oil. Something, come on.
Black China, and then Benzino's fighting Mark Razor Ratoti, Rashad Evans, Flavor Flav, and Omarosa are gonna be there doing commentary.
I thought you said Rashad Evans was going to fight Flavor Flav. I was like, this is the greatest card I've ever heard in my life. Like, that rivals Manute Bol versus the Refrigerator Perry.
Oh my God. Some of that is just, oh.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff. So, what do you think of, Sean, what do you think about Sean Strickland versus Matt Mitrione? So he goes, hey, Matt Mitrione, lame bitch, excuse for Pat. He's my friend. He waited until she was 18. Grooming is befriending and establishing an emotional connection with the child, sometimes to the family, to lower the child's inhibitions with the objective of sexual abuse. That's what Sean said. And then Matt Mitrione. Yeah. I mean, so,
that's what Sean said, or that's what Matt said?
That's what Sean said about Matt.
Well, how much older is Pat Barry than Rose, though? Like, Pat Barry's not super old, is he?
I think he was like 32 and she was 18 or something, or he was 30. I don't know, man. It's just, it's all bad, right?
I mean, my girlfriend, well, when I was 32, my girlfriend was 27.
I'm talking about Rose. I got to talk about Sean Strickland. I'm really salty. Sean, I don't know who you are. And to be honest with you, I don't even think I've ever watched you fight. But I'm going to be really honest with you. You're talking about some shit you don't know what you're talking about. With this whole thing about Pat Barry and Rose, and you're trying to call Pat a predator and blah, blah, blah. I was there. I was at Duke Rufus's gym when Rose was 17 years old. I was there on her 18th birthday. I was there for the conversation that Rose had with me. It was like, hey, how do you think Pat feels about this situation? I'm turning 18 tomorrow and I want to ask him today. She's like, I love who he is. I love his energy. I love how excited he is. I think he's a great human being. And Rose knew from the jump, that Pat was going to be somebody that was in her life forever and ever. So for you to run your mouth talking about whatever kind of bullshit you're talking about, calling my good buddy Pat a predator, and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, that really kind of bothers me a little bit. So listen, man, I understand you're trying to get some attention, trying to get some burn, trying to get a little bit of attention and whatever you got to get. But talk about proper things when you know what you're talking about. You know what you're talking about in this one, so just call this one square, son.
Now, Sean?
What's he talking about?
Apparently, Don, Pat Barry was 30 and he Rose was 18 and they dated or something. And Sean Strickland saying he groomed her because she was so young. But as a guy who dated, I dated girls that were 21 or 22 when I was 34. So yeah. I don't know how much grooming that is. My girlfriend is 13 years younger than me, you know, or whatever. But I mean, I'm not much for dating teenagers, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I would say, like I said, Sean Strickland, if he doesn't think Matt will punch him when he sees him, he's wrong. Matt will smoke him when he sees him. So,
oh, God, this is ugly. Yeah. This is ugly.
Well, I'm glad we brought it back.
Maybe Matt should just have Brian Callen call Sean Strickland and threaten to end his career or threaten to call Joe Rogan and
And now
you heard that Bobby Lee got threatened with Brendan Schaub would call Joe Rogan and they would ruin his stand-up comedy career, right? Like he was going to tell his dad, like, I'm going to tell my dad.
Have you guys seen this on Fight Circus? This is way better. It's phone booth fighting. Have you guys seen this?
No, but it sounds amazing.
Well, you know, it's time we end the phrase and make it a reality. Look at this. Fighting in a phone booth. I love the ref is just standing outside.
What's he going
like,
to do?
Like, don't make me open this door, guys.
He's as like ineffectual as a WWE ref. Like, no one, have you ever noticed nothing's legal in WWE? The ref tries to stop everything. If a guy hits him, the ref's like, hey, stop. Like, he grabs him a hold. He's like, hey, let go. Like, they're not allowed to do anything in wrestling.
Did they build a phone booth? Where did they find the red phone booth?
Dude, that's amazing. That is the most, that's the best idea. That's the best idea since arm wrestling mixed with fighting. Like,
yeah.
The best ever.
Anyway, that's our fighting.
Yeah, Lee, that's so, I can't believe I didn't think of it first. That's amazing.
All right.
And it's a great view for the audience, the way they right. see through.
The way, you know, that age old, there's that age
I love that they put the phone booth. Yeah, they put the phone booth in a ring. So you have to see through the ring and then through the 40 slats of the phone booth. Let's hope you're seeing it from the front, because I'm pretty sure it's a solid on the back. So if you're sitting on that
side, there a phone in the phone booth? The phone could be blocking the view too. Maybe that's how you tap out. You call 911 from the phone booth when you're done. Like, you just dial, listen, I'm done. I quit. Like, from the phone booth.
Oh, God. All right.
That's amazing.
That's our podcast today. I'm crying. I'm crying right now. You guys are making me cry. Greg, what do you have coming up?
Coming up, let's see, Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to be, this Wednesday night, I will be in Irvine at the Improv with a good friend of mine who I guess we're not allowed to actually actively say who it is, a surprise guest. But if you're a fan of The Office and corporate pizza, then come and join us. It's going to be this Wednesday night at the Ontario Improv. And then at the end of the month, I'll be doing the Dirty at 12:30 like you did a couple of weeks ago over Memorial Day weekend. And also, if you want to learn stand-up, I actually have a streaming class on Teachable Comedy Institute. teachable.com and you can actually watch my advanced joke writing class. Maybe we'll send the link to Brendan Schaub and
beat me to it.
I could see you loading it up the second I said
I was
I was gonna say promo code Brendan Schaub.
Right. You know, I'll make that a promo code. I'll make that a promo code. Brendan, you get 25% off with Brendan with one word. Brendan, and we'll spell it Schwab with a W instead of a U. So S-C-H-W-A-B. I'll put that up there later today or something. But if you want to, you can take it from anywhere now. You don't have to be in a major city or buy a comedy club and watch some crappy local comic tell you nothing that you're going to be able to actually use. So check that out.
Don, what do you got coming up?
Just my podcast, buddy. You know, doing the podcast and, I think about planning a heist. I'll be doing a heist this weekend, but you didn't hear it here. It wasn't me.
Nice. Sean?
I'm still working on my Brendan Schaub video. I'm going to do that, and then I'm also working on a video of my thoughts on Rocky, like the whole movie series. It actually should be pretty good. I'm going to do everybody keeps trying to tell me I need to just do a YouTube channel since I'm so hilarious and talented. So I decided to go ahead and do it. And I'll give it like a 6-month shot before I just lose interest and buy another $10,000 dog probably. But
I love it. this Thursday night, this Thursday night, I'm at the Strat UFC Comedy Jam. It's me, Frankie Edgar, Andre Feely, Sarah McMahon, Gerald Harris doing comedy. Come, it's going to be airing on Fight Pass. And then I'm at the Strat again, June 27th to July 3rd for Fight Week in Las Vegas, July 6th to 7th, Off the Hook Comedy Club in Florida, the Boca Black Box Theater in Boca on July 8th and 9th. And then the Riot Comedy Club in Houston, Texas, July 15th and 16th. So thank you guys so much. Love you guys. Have a great
day. See you, man.
Bye. Bye.